Cam FM 97.2. Many bumps.
M3.
We have got Christ M2, followed by Queens M2, followed by Peterhouse M2, who are on for their blades at the moment. Emma M2, followed by St Cat's M2, Lady Margaret M3, Trinity Hall M2, Robinson M2, Magdalen M2, Churchill M2, who are unfortunately on for their spoons at the minute. Selwyn M2, Fitz M2, who have had a majestic week so far. They got bumped yesterday, so not quite as majestic. Emma M3 and Queens M3 have been swapping places all week. We'll see if that tussle continues today. Darwin M2, Jesus M3, first and third M3, and finally the sandwich boat in this division is Corpus M2. Now, if I'm right in thinking, we should be getting towards the start gun down at the start. Tim, can we see any movement with folks pushing off?
Yes, about 10 seconds away from the start. Now the boats are out on the stations, bungs held by coxes. And I think that's start guns just gone. Yes, they are all off. So, running past me straight away, we have Christ M2 taking off a very strong start. They've all disappeared behind a wall of people who suddenly stood up. Behind them, it looks like we've got a good, clean start from the top half of the division. Christ M2 now rose fully into sight. They are going hard. It looks like they may have been closed down a little bit by Queens, who look to have taken maybe half a length in the first, very quickly. Behind them, Peterhouse M2 rowing cleanly. Queens, really pulling hard as they come through. They're going very strongly into first place, so it wouldn't surprise me if they got no lap through the gut. Behind this, we now have Peterhouse M2, big gap through the Queens. Then Emma M2, rowing strongly, they're about on station with Peterhouse. Behind them, a big gap to Cats, who look like they've been closed down by LMBC, but this is all the top boats have made a really strong start, I have to say. Cats now, LMBC maybe not closing down as much, rowing much wider lines through first post corner. Behind them, a fairly tight line from Trinity Hall, M2, who may be closing down on LMBC, and their line could pay dividends through this corner. Robinson M2, we have
Sir Jack.
Robinson M2 is having through strongly. Jack, what can you see?
I can see that Queens M2, Christ M2 battle developing as they come round grass. Quite a wide line around there. Queens M2 taking a 9-1. And there is the concession. Queens M2 M2 here in a grassy corner. After them, we've got Peterhouse M2 who are being chased by Emma M2. Just coming into grassy now, and then St Cat's behind them. Tim, what's going on lower down in the division?
So now I've had Ordnance and Churchill go past. It's a big gap opening up here. Look at where it comes from. Certainly, Fitz has just bumped Selwyn. Selwyn Fox has just conceded. Fitz has bumped Selwyn, just coming into first post corner. And they're now struggling to clear the river for Emma M3 coming through, who looks to have maybe a length on Queens, Jack.
Talking about Emma M3, we've got Emma M2 at the top of the division. If you're listening at the plough with us today, you're going to get that bump very soon. But just behind me, it looks like we've got another bump here. It's Lady Margaret M3. M2, they're pulling around just like grassy just there. But it looks like going up the plough reach, we've got this battle developing between Emma M2 and St.
Yes, so the river has now cleared at first place corner and everyone's snapped through. Emma and Queen snapped through, and behind them, Darwin. Jesus, off the pursuit, half a length, down to canvas into first post. So Jesus could be getting a bump in sight of you very soon, Jack.
Coming round into grass at the moment, Morden and M2 have got overlap on Robinson M2. They're going for the hard bump at the moment. They just missed going round grassy. They took a line to see if they could take them on the swipe, and they just missed the crew. That couldn't have been more than a few inches there going into the plough reach. But they are going round at the top of this division. Emma M2 and Peterhouse M2. That battle is developing round Ditton now. Rahul will be able to check that in a minute. But at the moment, on the plough reach, it's Emma M... it's not that at all, actually. It's Robinson who are being chased by Morden and M2. Morden and M2, they've already took one swipe at them. They're going to go for another one in front of the flower, but just behind them, we've got another overlap. It's Queens M3 and Emma M3. This battle has been developing all week long, and now they've got overlap as they come round grassy corner, and what they're going to need to do now is keep pushing. I can see the barman, he's turning around, he's trying to see just how close he is. Rahul, we'll throw to you quickly on the long reach.
Emma, and they've done it. They've just taken Peterhouse. They've taken Peterhouse coming out of distance, and they're going to both be pulling over.
Jack, thank you very much, Rahul. Now this Queen's battle is developing. The Queen's and Emma M3, they've got overlap. There is also at the bottom of this division, though, Jesus M3. They were chasing Darwin, but they've come far too close to the bank here where we've got crews pulled in, and they, unfortunately, have crashed into the bank, have Jesus M3. They've crashed into stationary crews there. They were chasing Darwin. They did have overlap. That overlap is no more. And looking up the division, it looks like we've got boats pulling over to the side. I would say that that probably means that that Queen's and Emma M3 battle is over. Queen's M3 have bumped Emma M3. Jesus M3, they're looking very angry at the moment that they've crashed into the side of the bank. But after that, we don't have any more boats. So I'm going to say Corpus M2 have bumped first and third M3. Now, most of the action is going to be on the long reach with Rahul.
So Rahul, sorry, I've got to correct that one. Peterhouse weren't caught by Emma. They look like they're caught around the corner. They look like they're tapped down, but in fact, Peterhouse have a gap of some sort over Emma. They've also got a gap over the can. It's about 2.5, maybe even 3 lengths between each of those boats. But the cat, the bank will be screaming their crew on. They're catching up. I don't think that's really quite true. We've got Churchill coming through now, which means that Magdalen have got that bump on Robinson, as you may have said. Enough to see the crews at the top of this division row over. Still haven't caught eyes on the Darwin or the Cheese boat, which might mean that that's still a long way off. I mean, no bumps are going to happen at the top of this division that I wouldn't have thought. I'll just make my way to confirm that round on the King. But behind me, still nothing of that Darwin boat. Although I thought I heard Jack say that they got away. Although it seems as if they may provisionally have been bumped, because there's still nothing around Ditton, and the Churchill boat is starting to disappear from the King here, which suggests that there's nothing there to Jack.
So just to clear up that Jesus M3, Darwin M2 one, I can't actually see the Darwin M2 one, so we'll have to clear that up a little bit later on. But Jesus M3 definitely crashed into the bank. That might well have been a result of that bump on Darwin, but what we'll do is we will clear that up a little bit later on. But it looks like, after what was a hectic division and lots of bumps on grassy corner, which has caused a little bit of an issue for those coming in to pull at the side and the crowds being joined in their lunch by lots of brightly coloured blades, we have got some provisional results for this division. So the top of the division, Queen's M2, they've bumped Christ M2. They finished on a high after dropping out of the M2 division. Peterhouse M2, they've bumped every day so far, but it doesn't look like they managed to get the 4 out of 4. They've rode over, as have Emma M2, and left that developed way down the reach under the railway bridge. Then you've got St. Cat's M2, they row over. They finish this bumps where they started it on Wednesday in 5th place in this division. LMBC M3, they've now been bumped 3 days out of 4, as they were bumped by a Tithall M2 boat who have bumped themselves 3 days out of 4. They bumped up 3 times out of 4. Robinson M2, they got bumped by Magdalen M2. That develops just in front of the Plough pub. Churchill M2, they managed to get a row over. They managed to stop their slide, and it means that they do not collect their spoons. I think they'll be quite happy about that. Selwyn M2 got bumped by Fitz M2. Emma M3, Queen's M3, what an absolute story this is. On the first day, Emma bumped Queen's. On the second day, Queen's bumped Emma. On the third day, Emma bumped Queen's. And today, Queen's have got Emma back. They have been sharing that 13th and 14th place in this division all week long. They've bumped Jesus M3. They've bumped again. They've had quite a good bump, 3 out of 4. They've bumped across the 4 days. Darwin M2, they moved down to 16th in the division. But that is actually one place up from where they started. And at the bottom, first and third M3, they will most certainly be collecting their spoons. They got over-bumped on day one, bumped on day two, bumped on day three, and they've been bumped again today by Corpus, the sandwich boat, who are just coming past me now with all of their foliage. And with that, as I try to step back onto the footpath with all these bikes coming past, it's like joining the M25. I will throw back to the studio.
CAM FM 97.2. May bumps.
M3.